Take a moment to find a comfortable place where you can just relax. And as you sit comfortably, just breathe in from your nose and breathe out through your mouth. And breathe in again through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. And as you complete that, go ahead and bring into your mind's eye any and all past experiences where you felt like a failure. Maybe there were expectations that were not met, or perhaps disappointments or rejections. Any times in your life where you felt like a failure, it could be with your health, in your relationship life, could even be at work or as a parent, as a member of a family, or even as a teenager or adult when you felt like a failure, like you had failed, you had higher expectations for yourself, and you felt like you just couldn't meet those expectations. And as you bring those memories or series of memories into your mind's eye, go ahead and put those memories onto a big movie screen. And let that screen go blank for now. And as you let that screen go blank for now, I want you to imagine that you are now sitting by a very special tree with your back against the tree. It's a magical tree. And invite to sit next to you that past you or the series of past you from those old memories. Let them come and sit next to you. And go ahead and hold their hand and say out loud to them after me, "You are safe now. I am here for you." And as you hold their hand, squeeze their hand and fill them with confidence and safety. And let them breathe in again and breathe out. And now go ahead and ask them, what positive qualities or resources would have helped them in that old memory when they felt like a failure? For example, a positive quality that might have been helpful would have been, "Everything is going to be okay." Or perhaps a quality of trusting that maybe this is part of the journey to success. Or perhaps even a quality of the wisdom that this experience is a learning. It is just a learning. It's a learning that will make you stronger and wiser. Or perhaps the positive belief the past does not equal the future. You might even like an empowering resource such as, "I am okay now. It's only a failure." And whichever resources you yourself uncovered, or even the resources I mentioned, I want you to imagine now that you're breathing in those resources and positive qualities. You're just breathing them in now, and you're letting it out. And as you do that, I want you to notice the old beliefs that you formed as a result of that old failure. Maybe the belief could have been, "I'm such a failure," or "I'll never be good at this," or "What's the point?" And as you uncover those past limiting beliefs that may have come into place during those old memories, I want you to imagine right now a very special angel stepping inside your body. And as they step inside your body, they are clearing your body from the inside out, from any of those past limiting beliefs. And they're clearing you from your toes, your feet, your calves, your ankles, your legs, your knees, your thighs. They're clearing all your internal organs from any beliefs that might have formed as a result of feeling like a failure or wanting to give up. From your upper chest, your heart, your throat, your face, your whole body. Go ahead and sweep clean the whole body. Let this angel clean you completely out. And I want you to imagine now, as you're completely cleaned out, it's been taken out of your body. And it's just being set free by just going into the air, and it's flying away. It's flying away. And you're just left here now, free from those old beliefs. And I want you to imagine now the angel is placing their hand on your head. And they're installing you with new positive beliefs. An example of a new positive belief is, I can do anything that I want, and breathe that in. And let it out. And let your angel install another belief as their hand is on the top of your head. I choose to learn from my failure, and breathe that in. And let it out. And another positive belief. I'm grateful for the gift in this failure, and breathe that in. And let it out. And let the angel put another positive belief on your head. For example, there are never any failures. There is only learning and growth. And breathe that in. And letting it out. And as you breathe in and out again, go ahead and notice how relaxed you feel now. You can let all those past memories go. And I want you to imagine stepping into the future now and create a situation that would have happened in the past that would have made you feel like you have failed. Create that situation now and notice how you're handling it. Or maybe it's not even possible to create a situation of failure. Notice how you're handling things differently with all these resources inside. Is the thought that I'm a failure even possible? And now go ahead and staying connected to these positive qualities or resources. Step into the future, a week, a month, 6 months down the line, and notice how you're handling everything day to day, how you're learning, you're growing. You feel so alive. And as you step into the future, a year down the line, notice how those old failures turned out to be gifts. And they turned out to be able to lead you to the path of success. And notice what it feels like to be successful. Feel the success. Breathe into the success. And breathe into all the gifts in your life. And place your hand on your heart. And as you breathe in and out, Allow all the gifts in your life to radiate out into the room that we're in, to radiate out to all the houses in the world, the stars, the galaxies, the cosmos, and back into your heart. And when this process feels completely complete and fully integrated, you will find that you will be able to open your eyes perfectly, automatically of their own, without you having to do a thing, knowing that this transformation will continue easily and effortlessly. You may open your eyes now. Just breathe in and out. Wonderful. For more information, you can go to www.vitalitylivingcollege.info.